I'm plugged in.
Shout out to Banzo.
Banzo, man, 5 a.m. freestyle, man. Check it out on YouTube right now, man. Tap into that.
Ah, shit. Here we go again.
You already know what the fuck going on.
I'm plugged in.
Back at it. What's going on with you, Brody?
Chilling, man.
We live, right? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Episode
46.
Okay.
46, though.
Plugged in for sure. It's your boy, Dwayno.
It's your boy, XK, man. Check it out. The boy, Coop the Poop, man, went back to work, man. So check it out. He'll be back momentarily. Other than that, we're going to smash out, dash out.
Yes, sir. Shout out to my nigga, Coop. Hey, so it's been like, what, two weeks. How you been, bro?
Man, I'm about to make this life-changing event.
Yeah, we was definitely talking about that.
Yeah. You feel me? Hey, man, if your job's stressing you out, man, and you're working a good job, got a 401k, man, check it out, man. Take some time off to check your mentals. You feel me? Straight up. Use some of that 401k, pay your rent off, your utilities off, all that shit, and take some time for your mental. That's what I'm finna do. That part. Straight up.
Hell yeah, man. Since the last episode, I celebrated my birthday last Thursday.
Oh, that nigga.
Yeah. Don't remind me. You know, just kicked it, relaxed. You know what I mean? And did a staycation. Could have went. Decided to just kick it. And, you know, but other than that, you know, we just been chilling. But a lot been going on in the media, in hip hop. So, you know, first of all, we want to go ahead and give out an RIP to Shock G and Black Rob. Take a quick moment of silence. Yes, sir.
I'm the one to put the satin on the panties.
So, who was that?
Shock G.
Okay. Now, like we was talking about earlier, like, I ain't got too much... I think Shock G was kind of like when I was getting right into hip hop. Like I was more up on Tupac. I think Shock G was more like the Digital Underground era and shit.
Yeah.
Cause
that
I mean,
funk,
it was
G-Funk.
Yeah, like who was all in that group? Do y'all know?
G-Shock. I don't know their names, a little
That's
short.
That's a hard ass name.
The little short dude.
Money B.
Yeah. I think those were the main people, wasn't it?
Wasn't they mostly dancing?
No, Tupac was dancing. That nigga was, no disrespectfully, Tupac was the
dancer. Ain't nothing wrong with dancing,
Tupac
dancing.
Was the,
right.
You know what I mean? He was carrying the bags and shit. That's how I know Shock G is for putting Tupac on. And when he put him on that song, he was like, oh shit.
My memory of Shock G is like the Humpty shit.
That was at the skating rink,
nigga.
I was out there. Humpty, baby.
Yeah. So RP Shock G, man. You know, we sending all our prayers and love out to his people, you know what I mean, his bloodline. I hope that he gets his just due as far as hip hop Hall of Fame and all of that, because right. You know, he definitely
G-Funk, man. He was on that shit. Sex Packet, right. Was the name of the tape my mom bought, you feel me, and that Tupac tape,
right. Bruh.
Straight up, that motherfucker went too though.
RP Shock G, RP Black Rob.
Yeah.
Tell me about Black Rob. You have did man. He affect you at all? Did you slap him at all? Cause I really wasn't up on him like that, but I did listen to like the shit that he dropped. Let's music video, 106 Park type
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, he was dope. You remember the song Whoa?
That's the only one I remember.
Now I'm gonna take you. This is real shit. There's some people that's that they watching.
That was clearly his biggest song.
They gonna comment on it. It was Whoa, right? Nigga in high school, it was me and a nigga named, I'm just gonna say Lonzel. You know, he was a dude who used to make the beats for me when I was battle rapping niggas. But I used to go to school dope, you feel me? All the time. And we had a saying, it was called, whoa, my nigga on my mama. We said that shit for probably like 3 months in school. In 3 months, we like, whoa. I mean, you know what I mean? Just for everything, right? And then this nigga come up with a song called Whoa. So most definitely I fuck with that song, Whoa, but other than that, I didn't really, you know what I mean? I really wasn't tapped into Black Rob like that. I know he made some money, but the argument is that the people were saying he had kidney failure, right? He had a GoFundMe GoFundMe page, basically so he can get a, you know, another kidney, right? And people were mad at Diddy because, nigga, he could have cashed out the GoFundMe account so he can go do what he had to do to take care of his health. Mm-hmm. Then he passed away, and Diddy made a RIP video or whatever. And people was like, why didn't you give the money for him to do? Why couldn't you pay the money for his GoFundMe to get the medical attention he needed?
He needed a kidney, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucked up because, you know, that's actually a segment that I wanted to get into. It was like the whole Bad Boy. I wanted to ask you, like, Bad Boy Records, like, because me and you, we pretty much, as far as Topeka is concerned, we are probably, you know, we was both out in the 90s, late 90s for me, for sure.
Right.
But I wanted to see, like, who you think is like the worst record label that had the dopest talent, like who had the worst fall off. And because I mean, Death Row for one was dope as fuck in their time, like they should still be here, it's No Limit too, but a lot of shit went down. And I really think it's Bad Boy. I think Bad Boy had the most talent. I mean, they had everything from R&B to hip-hop, and
they did though.
Biggie's dead, Craig Mack's dead, Shine's still alive, but you remember Shine going to jail because
he's overseas. He can't come back.
Right. But you remember that case with him back in the day with
J-Lo. Yeah. Him and J-Lo went out. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was some real shit. He laid down for that, didn't he?
And then if I'm not mistaken, G-Dep,
he's in jail. No, he's out. He went to jail though. Before he went to jail, he was very spiritual.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he right. So I agree.
Mace didn't have money problems with Diddy before.
He's a preacher, came back to rap. See, respectfully.
Like, I don't know what happened to 112 or Total, but nigga,
was 112 a Cisco or am I tripping?
Nah, that was okay. Drew Hill.
Drew Hill, okay.
Cisco was Drew Hill. But Loon, you remember Loon?
That's who went to jail.
Loon
Sorry.
Went to jail too.
And he was
I think G-Dep did some time too.
He went to
And Loon definitely came out super spiritual.
Yeah, but before that he went to some went to a cult, nigga, that's what it was. Loon went to a cult.
Yeah.
And then went to jail and got out. Cause I was watching some YouTube on, check him out on YouTube.
But with all that, cause that's what Bad Boy was.
Right.
And I'm not gonna lie, they was running shit when Death Row was out there. And it's like, I mean, plus they had Junior Mafia. It's like, who fell off harder than that label?
So you're right. So if you look at Death Row,
I mean, No Limit can be.
No, but look at the artists. Okay, if we gonna do that, we gotta look at the artists after whatever label they was on.
Hey yo, share this shit.
Yeah, share like, so if we talking about Bad Boy.
We only gonna be on here for a little bit.
We can go to Master P. A lot of they artists are still prosperous, right? Hot Boys, a lot of them still getting a bag, you know what I mean? Even though you don't see them, right? They still living, right? Who else was out at that time? Wu-Tang Clan, they still getting a bag. They ain't even doing shit, they getting a bag, right? And then, that part. And then, if you look at Bad Boy, the niggas is dead, fucked up, or in jail. I'm just saying though, look at Faith.
Yeah.
Look at Faith.
And you think Pac hit it?
Pac hit that shit.
Yeah, I think he did too.
Cause she ain't got her screws, bro. Like, I'm sorry, respectfully, I don't think she's all there now. She's with old boy, the nigga that look like a rat, a little chipmunk.
Yeah,
that nigga.
Stevie J.
Yeah.
He said the nigga look like a little rat.
He do.
Look. Little ratatouille.
He do.
He do actually, now that I think about it, he do. With little whiskers and shit. Yeah.
So I mean, Bad Boy did fall off, man. I mean, it didn't fall off, man. He just ain't
I mean, but then you got No Limit. You got No Limit that had, they run for like how many years? They was running shit. But they was dropping albums every month. So would you like to compare? Cause I don't really know nobody else. I mean, Death Row was cool, but we all was there as Death Row broke up. Like Dre left, Snoop left.
But they still getting the bag. Bad Boy, respectfully, them niggas is dead. So it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, Diddy getting paid off all that shit.
Yeah, he getting residuals, but if we still got No Limit, they still living comfortably, even though they ain't dropping nothing. Like, Mia X, she went to college, graduated, and shit like that, but Bad Boy.
He said No Limit still making money, though.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly my point. Bad Boy, them niggas is dead, man. Sorry to say it like that.
Diddy making the money.
he
Bad Boy's dead.
Yeah, he's a selfish motherfucker.
Because even MGK, you familiar with MGK?
Yep, hold on, man. Let me turn this off real quick. My bad.
Yeah. So MGK.
Oh, the white dude.
Yeah. When he first came out, he came out with a song with Waka Flocka. I forget how that shit go, but it was some crunk, turned up shit.
Don't mind that. We in the basement, man.
MGK got signed French Montana too. French Montana.
He's still getting the bag
with Bad Boy. But I don't know if he's still in the Bad Boy.
Hold on. But that's the same motherfucker that got them wishy washy pictures with P Diddy, nigga. Yeah, man.
What you mean? Some spicy shit.
Yeah, some spicy. You ain't heard the rumors about P Diddy, man.
Oh yeah, I've heard the rumors about P, but not French Montana.
Now him and P Diddy, they have some pictures of these niggas on the ground. Okay, you my nigga, right? These niggas is on the floor, like this, like. You feel me? Like it's not some nigga shit.
What do you mean? What are them? They're on the floor doing what?
They hugging. I gotta find the pictures and post it to the page so y'all can tap into it. That's what I'm gonna do, and then y'all gonna see what I'm talking about. But yeah, they got some suspect pictures, man. Suspect. They said they be with that. They said no. I can't think of the lady's name. There was a lady who was telling all the beans, right? Mm-hmm. And what she said was, she was talking to Diddy or something happened, and he said, "I made that nigga suck my dick, bro." Facts. It was a lady.
Diddy like, said that.
Yeah, to this lady, man, and I can't. It was a singer.
Bruh.
It was a singer that did that shit. Y'all can pull this shit up, but for like maybe 3 months ago, she was all over social media, man, telling all the ins and outs of why she don't fuck with this singer, that singer. And at one time, she wrote for people. She was actually on a Coca-Cola commercial, but she told the whole story, bro. It's on YouTube. She basically said, the nigga told me the power that I got, I made him suck my dick, bro. P Diddy, my nigga.
Yeah.
So that's what, then behind the scene, Cat Williams, the party he went to, when Diddy and part of that shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. What they say?
There's a lot of shit, bullshit going on.
Facts.
Behind the scenes, and you know, you can look into all of that.
Did you say they, hold on, they said Whitney Houston smoked crack for 10 years. She smoked crack, didn't she? So, they've been saying all this shit about P. Diddy, man. It just sounds right to me, man. I'm just saying. think what you think. That's my opinion, man.
Yeah, so I think it's safe to say that Bad Boy Records is probably the worst record label of all time. Exactly. Because there's even been rumors of people been coming out the last few years saying that Diddy is the reason why Biggie and Pac is dead.
What happened to making of the band? I'll wait.
I remember that shit. He had them niggas walking across that bridge for that
Young Chop
cheesecake.
Young Chop, he would still get a bag.
I actually follow Young Chop. He doing his thing. But it's been so long. It's been like 15 years since they did that show.
It might not be old enough. Some of y'all might not be old enough for that, but
go on YouTube and look up Making the Band, Bad Boys Making the Band. That used to be a reality. That was back in the original reality show days.
Before everything got viral and shit like that.
Yeah, so we're gonna move along and just do the slap of the week.
Slap of the week.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get this out the way because I be fucking forgetting this motherfucker.
Every time, man.
So I'm gonna start it off. My slap of the week is by the one and only.
Yeah.
The homie. I'll be actually working with this dude soon. He is from Topeka.
The town.
Kansas. He's actually been going crazy the last year. He's been going crazy, period, when he do his thing. But for the last year, I feel like he's super underrated. But the song is called Dope Fiend, and it's by KO Streets.
Yes, sir.
You can look him up.
Right now.
He's all on the internet.
iTunes, all that shit.
Social media and all that shit. So I've been slapping that shit consistently, probably about. And there's some... Like, to me, no disrespect, but it's some old shit. It ain't like nothing he just dropped, you know what I mean? But it was on his last project. And I forget what his project's called, but yeah, the shit go hard, bro. I've been slapping that shit. He got a video to it, too. So if you really tapped into us, and you really fucking with this podcast, go check it out. It's on YouTube, Dope Fiend by KO Streets.
Dope Fiend.
Yes, that's my slap of the week. What you got going on?
Man, you know me, man. really, man, it's that KTG and Haley shit, bro.
Oh, yeah. You did say you was about to do that. I'm actually doing a motherfucking contest right now.
Yeah, man, pitch that shit, bro.
Giving out 50 bucks right now.
Right now.
For this song. You can make any video you want. You know, TikTok it, whatever you want.
I was gonna say you want it on TikTok.
On Instagram, on Facebook. You can go
where it's at though.
Yeah, TikTok's where it's at, but you can go wherever you want to. So me and my brother Haley, we just dropped a song. It's Haley's song, featuring me. It's called Whip the Mayo. So if you got time and you want an extra few dollars, make a quick video. It can be funny, creative, whatever you gotta do.
That shit go to me, man.
Tell him he don't get going July the 4th. Hey. Man, they really gon' happen. You die by force.
Honey, on my birthday.
Hey. The way you whip the mail, she like, use a fork.
Y'all niggas need to do a CD together, my nigga. All three of y'all. Banzo, Haley, and you.
We already got a couple songs.
Call it the town business. For real, though. Respectfully. Hey, you want to hear some Moto, man, you need to go to iTunes or all digital platforms, man. Whip the fucking mayo. That part. Sorry, I
I'm plugged in.
You already know what the fuck going on, so moving along.
KTG, whip the, you got to search that shit. Whip the mayo.
You can search Haley or KTG. DMX, though, got his own street.
R.I.P., that's dope shit, though.
Got his own street out there where he's at. They took his last ride.
Big ass truck too. RIP.
Big
DMX.
Ass truck.
He had a candy red casket, wasn't candy red or some shit like that. I didn't get to watch it.
Yeah. I thought it was dope. So you know, RIP to the legend DMX.
Yeah. Hey, message though. If you gonna do drugs, man, get it from the same motherfucking person you be fucking with. Point blank. Period. Mm-hmm. I don't judge nobody. Do your drugs. Don't let them do you. But if you're doing drugs, man, get it from the same motherfucker you getting it from, bro. Straight up.
And if they don't give them to you, if they say no, they ain't going to give them to you this time.
Yeah, cool.
Don't be a bitch. Don't be mad.
Yeah.
They really just trying to help you.
Yeah, move around.
So, yeah, man, this shit right here is crazy. So, DJ Mustard.
Yeah. Cali.
Yeah. DJ, big DJ Mustard.
Bompton. With YG.
Mr. 10 Summers.
Yeah.
You know, this nigga's, he's paid, he's got plenty of money in the bank account. So his personal shopper, this girl that he hired on is his personal shopper. They gave her the title. Yeah, they gave her the title, stylist, to help people like wanna have easily access to her. Cause ain't nobody really gonna talk to your, you know, personal shopper.
Right.
But he hired this girl as a personal shopper.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Carissa Walker.
Yep.
I don't know how old she is. She's probably in her 20s.
Gotta be.
Finesse DJ Mustard for 100K.
Swiping that black card.
He hired her as a personal shopper.
Yeah.
She actually gets paid 6K a month.
To go shopping.
That's 72K a year.
Bruh, easy money.
But she decided to take his credit card and spend it on purses, shoes, sunglasses.
So let me ask you this.
For the gram. Simply for the gram. That's what it's turned into today, bro.
It's all about showboating, bro.
And now, obviously he got millions of followers.
Right.
So he done blasted her.
Facts.
Put all his business out there.
She ain't getting no work.
But that ain't shit to him. He probably spends that on designer. Probably spends that times 10 on designer a year.
If he was spending, giving her 6K a month just to do that, man.
She fucked that off. She fucked off 70K, 72K a year when she could have just shut up and been quiet. That would have been a house paid for in 2-3 years.
But can I sign up to be a personal?
I probably would have. If I know I'm getting 72K a year, I'm still gonna pay my bills like I work a regular job.
I'm paying like I'm getting a normal check and putting that extra shit up. Yeah, I might splurge a little bit, but if you get, like you said, 6K, your bill's okay. Let's say 2 bands for bills and all your shit.
Right.
Bitch, you blowing money. That's four bands you can put up every month. And I'm pretty sure if you would have asked a nigga, he would have said, yeah, sprinkle a little bag in there for yourself, shit like that.
Right.
Motherfuckers is so greedy, bro.
So she's on the gram buying shoes and posting shit and doing all type of shit.
What up, what up, what up, though? Man, we in the Plugged In podcast, 46, though.
I'm plugged in. Yeah, so, yeah, like, a whole lot of shit was going on with that. And so he blasted her, put her on the internet, and pretty much told everybody, like,
Benzo.
Pretty much told everybody not to fuck with the
she
bitch.
She ain't gonna get over, she's gonna be working at Mickey D's.
Yeah, so she's done for now. She apologized, though, you know, in the DM and shit.
But, she tried to return the shit.
But for me, I'm just like, that's what it's come to now, cuz.
It is.
On Instagram. How you feel about that? What do you think? Because we come from the era where this was, we're not in our phones 24/7. Now right. We're in our phones 24/7.
But I think we got a different motive for us being.
Because niggas do that too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure Yo Gotti or Gucci Mane or somebody hired one of their friends or somebody they grew up with, right. And they ended up betraying them, spending or stealing some money.
That's what Moneybag just said about one of his posts about his homeboys, man.
Some niggas will kill a nigga fucking with their money like that.
Right.
And then some niggas will just leave you the fuck alone. It really just depends who you are.
I think
how much money it is.
Facts. I think the times now, it's so much more of attention. They're driven by attention. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So the likes, all that shit. That's what today's generation is driven off of. Man, the likes, the Facebook, all that shit. You mean motherfuckers can have $2 in their pocket, but on Facebook, nigga, they look like $1 million.
Right.
You know
right,
what I mean?
Right,
so right. If I say it's attention.
Especially everybody on the gram. Everybody on the gram's living a fucking.
See, I don't even. I try.
They living in a whole another life. They
a gram
living
in a whole life, bro.
World. Yeah, it's the gram life. Bro, we gotta start using that.
Hey,
cause ain't nobody said that.
Copyright, it's the gram life. hey, tap in with us. We got t-shirts ready in about 2 weeks. On my mama though.
Benzo, if you watching, bro, we gotta do a song called the gram life. I put that on the gram life.
The gram life. On my mama though.
The gram life, bitch.
Hey, for real though, that nigga ain't bullshitting. Benzo, the gram life. That's a new stamp though. That is some real shit.
Yeah, so that's crazy. Shout out to DJ Mustard. At least he caught the bitch. It could have been worse.
You getting 72,000 to go shopping and you gonna blow that off, man? You fucked in the head.
Leave a
man.
Comment. Tell us what you think about that. And if you had that type of opportunity, I know it would be hard because you're getting free bread.
We out.
You getting free money.
We out. That part.
You getting free money. To just go around and buy this nigga probably went deodorant, little, you know, bare essentials and shit. He don't want much if she's the personal shopper, you know what I mean?
Right.
He might send her to go get some rentals or something if he needs
that's
some rentals
it.
Or some type
that's
of shit.
That's it. That is so much, man. Let me get 6 bands to just go shop and get bullshit like that.
And it was a black girl too.
I do it with pride.
And now he probably will never get one of them again. He just gonna have to take care of the business himself.
Thanks.
Yeah, so Mortal Kombat. How much did you see of it?
Bruh, I fell asleep.
Cause it's like an hour and a half. How much did you see?
I fell asleep on my girl's
side. I ain't gonna spoil you.
Don't. How much did I mean, you can.
Did you see it, man?
Mortal Kombat.
What you think since you seen it? Cause I seen it like 5 times.
Honest opinion. I still gonna watch it. It don't
I was comparing it to the original one. I didn't mean to, but I did. You liked it?
Yeah, I think people. It's a movie based on the video.
Right, they got it confused. Mortal Kombat was about blood and guts, right?
Yeah.
So what the fuck did you think you was about a bunch
of, I'm a nerd when it comes to Mortal Kombat. It's about a bunch of motherfucking, the top fighters, and they gotta fucking save the world pretty much and fight this shit, fight all these motherfucking fighters, and they all are born with the same tattoo on or some
the
shit.
The little dragon. Yeah.
I thought the movie was wonderful. It was dope as fuck. Like, when I was a youngster, 10, 11, 12, when that original one came out, I did not like it. I didn't like it because it was PG. I mean, I didn't think it was, I didn't walk out super disappointed, but the original one was too PG for me. This one was on point. Yeah. Like, the blood was there, the gore was there.
They knew we was old niggas.
They knew what they was up against. So if y'all ain't got a chance to, check that shit out. Yeah, for sure. Like, that shit hard as fuck.
I don't remember nothing, bro.
And it's geared up and aimed to have another one.
Sub-Zero signed up for 4. I don't remember shit. I'm gonna keep it close. I was so tired.
Yeah, he gonna watch it and we gonna tap back in on that later.
Yeah. For real, I was out, man. Old.
Yeah. Old. motherfucking
plugged in.
So what about Young Thug? You want to speak on Young Thug and Gunna? Did you sent me that, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, man, Young Thug and Gunna, man, they basically went to a jail and got 30 inmates released. You know what I mean? Threw a barbecue, fed them. You know what I mean? Even threw them in a video. And they said this ain't the last time they're gonna do it. They wouldn't disclose how much money they spent, but they basically were saying like people was in jail for like 2 and 3 years for a crime that the bomb was higher than what they stole. You know what I'm saying? So then when they went and cashed them out, you know what I mean? Put them in a Sprinter when they got out, took them to the park or whatever, barbecue for them, bro. So that's some dope shit. They was basically saying they hope other artists follow suit and do the same thing, which makes sense, bro.
Right.
Like if you in there for some shit and it's a small ass fine, why not? Y'all got the extra money, y'all blowing shit on designer.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I respect it, man, salute.
I can definitely respect some cats that's really, they kind of on top right now. Right. They're doing their thing.
Let me see that bottle.
And they doing their thing and.
We are not advertising.
Yeah, not at all.
But, can you give us a check?
What the fuck was I gonna say?
Young Gunna Thug.
Yeah, I definitely respect what they're doing. Shout out to them. Like, real talk though, like, for them to do some shit like that is dope. Because you're not only affecting the inmates' lives that you bail out, they got family members, you know what I mean?
Right.
They got people who may be possibly dependent on them.
Right.
There's a lot of rappers and a lot of entertainers out here
saying they hope other artists follow
they get on the camera.
Sense, bro.
Right.
Like if you in there,
they get on camera and they you know, give money to a homeless person or some type of shit.
Right.
Like Mozzie does that a lot. And I noticed it today. Like Mozzie was posting a picture today, a video of him giving like $400.
That's a birthday money. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But in the comments, people were saying like, this ain't that new. Mozzie always do that. But let another motherfucker do it.
Right.
Or let me do it, or just a regular person do it. Like, they might get on your ass for trying to put somebody
I was gonna ask you that too, so I'm glad you brought it up.
What do you think about that? Like, do you think that shit's cool, or does that shit bother you when you see, like, just, it could be somebody you know on Facebook, a random person just giving a homeless person some money on camera.
Man,
because a lot of people do feel like that.
Right, bro.
Like, why are you putting it on camera?
Okay, let's example. Bro, I went into McDonald's, my nigga. Walked out with no shoes. I'm just leave it at that. Yeah, my mama. If I'm saying, didn't post it, didn't nothing. I feel like them people are already in a messed up situation.
Right.
If I'm saying, so for you to put them on there, showing you, you know what I mean? What are you getting from that?
You'd have went viral.
what are you getting from that?
You'd have been viral. You'd have zoomed down on your feet, walking out.
Yeah, and I literally, and it was the one downtown, bro.
Yeah.
You feel me?
How long ago was that?
I don't even remember. It was
you
cold.
A real nigga,
man. It was cold. I know that. And I was just like, bro, what size shoes you wear?
Homeless person?
Yeah. I mean, he was just, you know, the one downtown, man, people just being there getting warm and using and charging their phones and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in there eating. I sat in there and ate. And I, you know, I'm peeping shit because that's what we do. I'm peeping shit. I'm like, well, damn. It looked like, I don't know. His shoes was fucked up. It was like, they was too small, so he cut them off so he could fit. I'm just telling the story so you can see where I'm coming from, right? So I'm like, cool, I ate. And I went over there, I just basically asked him what size shoe you wear. Cool, bam. Took my shit off and gave him to him, you know what I'm saying?
Real shit.
But what do you, that's what I'm saying, like when people record that shit, what do you gain from that? You know what I mean? What if it was you that didn't have it and motherfuckers are recording you giving you some money? You know what I mean?
I think if you're like, now with the era we in now as far as social media.
They gonna do it.
If you got a gang of people following you, it makes sense. Because people are going to tap into it. But if you like, and you ain't really got no followers, because that's really all it comes down to, how many followers you got, how many people like your page.
Or your mural on your page.
Following. Because you could be a random nigga and post that shit, but not too many people are going to view it if you don't have a lot of people following you. You know what I mean? But I think what people are getting into that is attention. They want attention. There's no other.
Back to what we talked. Right.
There's no other reason that you would do that than to have attention. Like, yeah, if you feel good that day for giving somebody a few dollars, cool. But putting it on camera is for attention.
Yep.
Can't be no more than that.
Bro, you remember all them hoodies I had?
Yeah.
You know why I ain't got them? Like, and gave him up.
Yeah.
True story, you feel what I'm saying? So, I was about to say, it just depends on, like you said, if motherfuckers are seeking attention, you're right, they're gonna do that. But a motherfucker that, that has a good heart, they just gonna do it to do it. You know what I mean? Like, straight up. That's how I feel. What do you, how you feel about it?
I think that I do it a lot off camera already.
Right.
So, my take on it is, I really just be genuine with people. I don't really have no other
if I got
feelings
it,
towards that whole equation. I just do what I do.
If I got it.
From my POV, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, and that's what it is. If, literally, if I got it, you own.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't, you know the people that be at the stoplight, same situation. We finna go to, got some snacks in the car, you feel me? Kids is gonna be mad because I'm giving them up. But that's just having a genuine heart. I think a lot of people don't have that. They, like you said, they're trying to get that attention. It ain't even about the heart. It's just about the attention.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I want to do a quick segment. Matt, you ain't even on camera, so I'm going to ask you too. But it's, what would you be?
What would you be? You get, what we got, options?
Yeah, you got some options.
Oh, shit.
All right, so basically, one option is, your pops you and your pops is funking. Like, y'all do not get along. Y'all funking. Like, it's a, you see that nigga, it's on sight type of funk.
Okay.
Because he's fucking your bitch. That's one option.
Well, that's out the window because that nigga's a killer.
Right.
Go ahead, my bad. Straight up.
Pass. So the other one is, let me see, okay, there's a man in your life.
Nigga, hold up.
He's your enemy. Nah, not like that.
I was like, wait, nigga, hold up.
Not
we
like
gotta
that.
Clarify.
Hold on, not like that, dog. I slipped. My word slippity slipped.
Pause, right?
Okay, so there's this. You married. You already married. You and your wife, y'all married. But there's this man that's your enemy because he's fucking her. So it's pretty much the same thing as the last one, but the last one is your
enemy. Yeah.
It's your worst enemy on this one though. So the third option is,
that's fucked up.
Your wife, or you can be the nigga that your best friend fucked your wife. So out of them three.
You only gave me, and the third one is some enemy or my best friend.
Nah, let me tell you again. So you and your dad is tripping all the time because he fucked your wife.
Right.
Okay.
Or my worst
Your worst enemy fucks your wife.
Right.
Or would you be the nigga that's still fucking married to your wife and she's getting fucked by your best friend?
But so in these situations, I gotta, I'm still
with
her.
Which one would you rather be? That's the question.
Oh, my enemy, my nigga, cause for real, my homie, man, that is what it is, but the enemy, bro. I'm gonna catch your ass slipping. And ain't gonna be no more fucking. It's gonna be night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Straight up. I'd rather be an enemy than my dad or my homie.
Me, I probably wouldn't fuck with my best friend no more. Yeah. Cause I'ma see my enemy too.
Yeah.
But my best friend, I definitely couldn't settle dealing with my dad.
My dad's a killer, cause I'm gonna get killed. Straight up.
Right.
Matt.
It's on you. is it a hard one?
It's a hard one. I'm fucking with my enemy, bro. That's why, straight up.
So you gonna be the nigga who's still married and your enemy's fucking your wife?
Cause I'm a fucking best friend.
Right.
On my mama though. You know what I mean? Okay. I'm still kicking with my homie. Me and my dad cool. But the op, I'm gonna catch
you. So Matt, either your dad, who would you be? The nigga that's, you know, your dad is fucking your wife? Or would you be the nigga that your best friend is fucking your wife? Or would you be the nigga that your ops is fucking your wife? Somebody's fucking your wife.
Somebody's laying pipe.
It's just either a cold-blooded enemy you don't know nothing about, which I would rather my wife cheat on with somebody I don't.
For real.
Yeah, that's true.
You feel me?
Because if it's my best friend, I'm really going to go crazy.
You feel me?
That's true. So I changed my answer.
I'm telling you.
I would be the enemy.
It gotta be my enemy, man. I'm straight up, because I still...
Because you can't deal with your dad.
Yeah. And then your homie's like, bruh. But the enemy, oh, it's on. Yeah. When I see you, bro, I'm crossing all lines. Even if she's with me or she with you, I'm going there. All the way up. I'm busting heads.
I'm leaving. I ain't got time.
See? Hey, see, that's not an option, though. I thought about that. That's why I said, when I catch him, I'm going to catch him, but I'm going to fuck a best friend.
Right,
that,
right.
Hey, that can play into the next one. What's the pettiest you ever been? What is the pettiest you have ever been in your life?
That's a hard one. That's super hard. Pettiest I ever been?
Your whole life. Like the pettiest, yeah. Like hurting feelings. I don't give none of that shit. Just the pettiest. You got to think about that shit.
Yeah, I would definitely have to. Do you know anything? Do what about you? Do you know?
Yeah.
Because I low key. I mean, I'm not a super, 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 because I stay to myself.
See, man, mine was.
But I'm sure I got something.
Right. This goes back to high school. You know what I mean?
Like, I did embarrass a nigga on the internet one time, social media, but that ain't super, that ain't petty like that.
I was just like, man, if you fuck with me like that. This was in high school, though, man, so please don't take this out of context as of right now. Nigga, I'm finna hit the 4-0, so I ain't even on time. But my nigga, if it was a problem with me in high school, nigga, on my mama, I would go after your bitch. Straight up. I wouldn't care. That was my petty level. Like, I would go after your bitch.
Yeah.
Straight up.
I could dig that. Yeah, so that's that's a situation that occurs.
That's what I'm saying, which caused a lot of problems.
Flicks on your pettiness.
Yeah, it caused a lot of problems, but that's what type of time I was on, man.
I would say, yeah, for me, I would have to think about that. I ain't even got nothing that I would want to tell y'all, because I would want to tell y'all something good.
He said something good, yeah.
You know what I mean? At one point in my life, not anymore, obviously, it's been a long time.
Right.
I used to just lie for no reason. Just be lying for no reason. So that might be some petty shit. Just like,
that was petty, yeah. I was Mr. Hit and Run. You feel me? Straight up, I was an asshole, man. So if I ever, you know what I mean, my bad. I was going through some shit. You feel me? Thank your boyfriend at that time. Thank your boyfriend at that time. But for real though, that was my petty shit, man. Like I said, it caused me a lot of issues with people, man. But it is what it is. You feel me? We grown now. A lot of us is married, so salute.
Yeah, so moving along, we will take it into I got another one of those, but I'll bring it back later. Yeah, so HBCUs, historical black college universities, their students are required to take a vaccine before they return to class.
What about all the other white colleges?
I don't know, my nigga. But I know that HBCU students are required to take the vaccine before. Now, I can't, I'm not against the vaccine.
Yeah, that's dope, though. I mean,
I'm not against religion.
I respect that for the university trying to keep it with their students is straight. I respect that.
Yeah.
I ain't even gonna hate that. That's what's up. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? If you can just gonna say, no, y'all just come back and hop on in. That I'm gonna raise an ear to that, man. What the fuck?
But the thing about it for me is, I'm hearing that. What's up? You good?
Yeah, no, I'm my bad. Yeah, I just got a message. You good?
A lot of the teachers that teach at the HBCUs, they want that to happen.
Not the university.
They want motherfuckers to get vaccinated before they come back, and that's what I personally think. I think that could be, you know, part of what might be going on. Because why else would you be required to take it? I mean, I get it. I know why they want motherfuckers to take it and go back to school and go back to normal, but we need more research.
Have you took the vaccine?
Nah, I ain't took the vaccine.
I ain't taking shit. Until about 1 to 2 years, so I see how motherfuckers start reacting. I'm sorry.
I want to take it because I'm trying to go to Jamaica in August, but I want to take it because I feel like, you know, you don't want to wait till 2 weeks before you go.
Right.
Because you might get symptoms or, you know what I mean? I don't want to be down there feeling some type of way because I just did a vaccine. But I honestly, I don't want to take it. I hope that I don't have to take it. I've talked to a couple people who have went to like Mexico and shit and they didn't have to show any
but Mexico,
proof
Mexico,
of like
Mexico
vaccination
here
records.
Though? Don't they consider Mexico?
Nah, I had to go to, I went to, I've been to Mexico.
Yeah,
I had
you
to
use passport?
My passport. Hmm. Yeah, it's not in the United States. But you know, we'll see. I just don't, you know, I'm a little fucked up about the HBCUs. And then another thing I found out watching the Umar interview.
Are you taking the Johnson & Johnson vaccine?
Mm-mm. But Johnson & Johnson, they fucked
they
up.
They just resumed, though. They just resumed. I ain't fucking with Johnson & Johnson.
I don't give a fuck if they resume. You'd be a dumbass motherfucker if you resume with Johnson & Johnson.
You can't cure the ovary cancer?
But here's the thing about all the vaccines, bro. So out of the three vaccines, from what I know, there's Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. So Johnson & Johnson fucked up. But right. Check this out.
They did.
They stopped everything. I guess a few people caught whatever they caught from it. But here's the thing. What makes y'all think another one of them other two won't go through the same thing Johnson & Johnson? Like, what? Like Johnson & Johnson just came out now because it's fucked up. But 6 months from now, whoop-de-whoop might be like, oh, okay, so everybody that took this one or this one, you know what I mean?
They need to come to the hospital, come get a checkup.
It could be the same type of story.
True.
But since people have reacted to the Johnson & Johnson one, that's why they're saying something. They wouldn't say shit if motherfuckers wasn't reacting to it.
I ain't fucking with that shit.
It's a fucked up time we in right now.
Yeah, if my job, well, I ain't got to worry about that. But how do you feel if your job says you got it? It's mando before you come back to take
it. Me and my old lady talked about that. And for the longest, I was like, fuck them. I ain't going to have no job. Fuck them. I ain't, you know, fuck that job. I ain't doing that shit. But when the conversation got real.
Yeah, nigga.
She was like, so you just gonna...
That's what it is?
So you just gonna walk away from your job? I'm like, well, I'm gonna have something else in order.
Yeah.
Before I do that. But...
Because she got to get it, though.
But see, I've heard so much shit about the vaccine, bro. Like, as far as what can happen to your anatomy, your body and shit.
Yeah.
So it worries me, but... You know, I ended up telling her, you know, I'll take it if I have to, but I really think that the only way I'm gonna take it is if I need some type of record, because I heard I heard they might be starting a thing where you have like a passport before a vaccine.
Yeah, facts.
I heard some kind of identification for a vaccine.
Well, if I can't drive, that's what it is. If it comes to that, if I can't drive and get there, man, I ain't fucking with it. Cause I also heard they said it was something about flights too. You gotta have it for flights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, shout out to everybody going to the HBCUs, you know. Some of them motherfuckers, I guarantee you, are not down to take the vaccine, and they just gonna have to go to another school. You know, to figure that out. Because HBCUs, that's a whole group of colleges. So, yeah, we gonna get into Makaya Bryant. I hope I'm saying her name right. And the body cam footage.
Oh yeah.
Her getting killed. And I guess this happened like right when the Derek Chauvin verdict was going on.
Showing the officer shooting a 16-year-old girl accused of trying to stab people with a knife. Here's Will Buick with the latest.
She's a lovey.
The mother of Makaya Bryant is understandably hurting right now and desperate for answers.
I don't know all the details about what happened.
Protect the other woman, and that a taser or other method to try and stop the incident may have resulted in the other woman.
Oh, that ain't no butter knife.
I'd love to see if we could shoot the knife out of her hand or shoot her.
Still, you just fucked up for that.
Aren't realistic under these circumstances and situations where the officer is shooting to save a life.
Meanwhile, Columbus Mayor Andrew Ginther spoke out about it today in the need for transparency.
There were a lot of things being said and shared out in the.
Yeah, so our rest in peace to the young lady.
Yep.
Here at the Plugged In Podcast, we send our hearts out to her family, and I'm sure they'll probably it just really depends how they break it all down, but it seems like they just give niggas money after so long. They settle and give niggas money to shut them up. But you know, if I had kids, bro, there wouldn't be enough money for my child that lost their life.
Yeah, like I told
period.
You,
it wouldn't be enough money. You can give me $200 million, it wouldn't be enough.
Hey, it would have been
that's a lot of money, and that'd be nice, and I'd take it, but it ain't enough.
She would have been dead, bro. My daughter would have shot her in her motherfucking biscuit. And that's what it is. Yeah, officer, I shot her. My gun is right there. If I'm saying, I most definitely feel to be able to, like my dad showed me at a young age, you know what I mean? What a pistol was, how to use it, what to see. When your homeboys coming, if they got a gun, let me see that. Take the clip out, make sure it went in the head, put that shit up. When you leave, you can have it back. Yeah. I most definitely, bro. And if it's a one-on-one, you're going to fight. If you get beat up, you get beat up. But if you getting jumped, most definitely, she will pull that thing out and knock you in your helmet. You feel me? That's what it is. Straight up, fuck that. Straight up, how you feel? Matt, what you think about that? What's your situation on that? Man, like old girl, man, if your child is getting jumped, the outcome.
If I see my child getting jumped.
No, you weren't there. But your child got jumped, and she called the police, and the police shot her.
Because she's swinging a knife when they pull up.
It'd be hell
to pay. Yeah. I'm going to lose my shit, though, if she did get killed. You know what I mean?
Shot her four times in the chest.
And I guess it was fucked up timing because she had the knife, but it still, she wasn't stabbing nobody. Nobody was in blood. She wasn't chasing him with the knife, you know what I'm saying? He should have assessed the situation a lot better than what he did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As officers, you're supposed to be able to decalm the situation. You know what I mean? I think it's called verbal judo. If you think I'm bullshitting, Google it. You know what I mean? And that's what they use to de-escalate the situation. It's fucked up. RIP though to that girl.
So I was just thinking, yeah, RIP. Mumble rap needs to make a comeback, man, because all these niggas is just snitching in their songs, bro. It just seems like everybody's just snitching now, and I'd rather just hear mumble rap.
Hey, man, and people be knocking that shit. This is the new generation, bro. We old. If you old and don't get it, you ain't in with the new, bro. It is what it is. I agree. And y'all got to give Migos their respect. I will say that right now. A lot of niggas be biting their shit and don't give them their props that they need to.
Migos. Facts. You fuck with them, what's your favorite? You got a favorite song by the Migos?
Nah. Hey, but I'm keeping it funky though. I'm an old head, you feel me? Yeah. But the niggas, it is what it is. Now my kids really, damn, I can't think of the song of that
Baby
shit.
Maybe on the Migos.
It was this one song, bro.
I like Narcos.
And then
called Narcos.
My daughter, she started realizing what they were saying and shit, and was like, oh man. I don't like that. You know what I mean?
Well, baby, yeah.
I'm like, well, nigga, you've been telling me to play this song for months. You feel me? But I think they dope though, man. You know what I mean? They got new, they style pattern. It's just the new shit, bro. You know what I mean? And people be knocking it, but we just old.
I mean, we put them in the top 10 list of the greatest, you know, groups of all time. So, but yeah, Julio Fulio and Youngin Ace, they both are these two rappers from Jacksonville, Florida, I think. Not Jacksonville, they're from Florida.
Florida, man, them niggas is, man.
Florida's definitely different.
Yeah.
So I ain't even really listened to both songs in full, but both these niggas have dropped songs about killing each other's homies.
And it's facts though.
And it's facts.
If you go to YouTube and Google that shit, it'll pull up the whole.
And they've recorded music videos, and they have millions of views on YouTube on these videos.
Yeah.
About killing. This is what hip hop has come to. So it's like in 20 years, what is this shit really gonna be? Niggas is gonna be killing each other in their videos.
No, they gonna be on the moon doing videos, bro. On Mars. I mean.
That shit hard, don't get me wrong, yeah, what they doing, but
it's bodies,
from an entertainment level, yeah, from an entertainment standpoint.
We entertained.
That shit is mental illness for real.
But they are really killing each other, like for real. Like I was telling you, one of the incidents, I think, I don't know how many niggas got killed, bro, but they ran up on a car, niggas got shot up in the car, headshot, boom, 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 boom. Uncle drove them to the hospital, if I'm saying, and then, a couple months later, man, the same nigga and his son got locked up, you feel what I'm saying? For murder, you feel what I'm saying? And it's still ongoing in regards to these two rappers. What's their names again, bro? I don't know their names. I just listen to
Julio,
the stories.
Julio Fulio, yep. And Youngin Ace.
Yeah, them two niggas, I mean, they at war, bro. Ain't one of them is locked up, though.
It might be Ace.
Yeah, and I know that young Ace, they ran up in the house and shot his ass too, man. That's what I'm saying. The story in regards to these two is crazy.
Y'all rap niggas better be careful, because they are locking niggas up for what they saying in their music videos. There was a dude not too long ago who was rapping, had a whole music video talking about how he finessed unemployment for $1 million, and his ass is in jail right now. Before that, I remember another motherfucker going to jail for, I remember some niggas in Dallas, a bunch of Crip niggas down there with, what's his name?
You talking about Dallas is Oak Cliff? You talking about
Maxo Cream.
Gotcha.
Maxo Cream is this Crip rapper from Dallas. And him and all his niggas went to jail because they all was out shooting a music video and they had guns out and shit.
So they did a video at the park, bro, at the basketball court and shit. I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. They had on that purple and yellow. Yeah, they showed that video was dope too, though.
So just be careful, you know, if you out here doing videos with the bangers in there, because everybody's jocking with stolen guns.
That was the issue. Yeah. It was the stolen guns.
We got to give it to Chicago because they responsible for a lot of this shit. A lot of the music, like every music video that these hip hop niggas is coming out with, the niggas is trying to be tough and hard. That is all Chicago.
Hold on. I just got this in. We're going to have to rock with it. We're going to have Schizo on the next. He said he got some shit dropping too. It's right there.
What are you talking about? Oh, you coming in?
Yeah, next episode. Yeah, actually, we already started. We already in there. Yeah. So next one, Schizo 47.
You hear me?
Yeah. But they did, man. They got the everything that you're seeing now is basically based off of them. The videos, the guns, all that shit. Niggas wasn't showing guns like that before Chirac started doing that shit.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear about the? Oh man, I'm glad you brought that up. I'll be watching my videos in the morning, bro. I'll be waking up at like 5, right? So an uncle and a brother, they were shooting a video, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, uncle shoots 70-year-old niece in the head, bow, kills her, bro, in the video. Yeah, locked up in it for right now. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
true. Uncle fuckers. Killed his niece for no reason?
No, nigga, in the music they were doing a rap video.
Oh.
You feel me? Gun goes off, shoots her, kills her.
He probably didn't mean.
Didn't mean to, man. And basically, they in jail. They ain't saying shit.
That's terrible.
I guess it's the husband of the sister of the baby girl. He bonds out. Uncle's still in there. But basically, just a sad story, bro. Like, motherfuckers shooting videos with them guns, bro, with ammunition and one in the chamber. You feel what I'm saying? It's some of the dumbest shit you could ever think of, bro. So please, if you're gonna shoot the video, just take the bullets out the fuck clip if you're gonna keep the clip in the gun. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
RIP to that little girl, though.
Yeah, and possibly RIP to this nigga Lil Mosey's career, because he was just charged with second degree rape. This nigga missed his court date. Now he has a warrant.
Who was that? Say that again?
Lil Mosey.
That little mouse or Lil Mosey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lil Mosey. He's from like Washington, Seattle, Washington. His biggest song is called Blueberry Fago.
That's the song my daughter liked.
Yeah, it came out last year, some shit like
banger,
that.
Banger though.
So I guess
edited
last
version.
Yeah, I guess last January, he was in Seattle, Washington throwing a party.
Yeah.
And two girls said that they were raped that night by him and somebody else. It's a whole lot of that going on in the media right now. Yeah. Black men being targeted. And yeah, most definitely, some of them niggas is guilty, but.
Hey man, so basically what the fuck we saying.
It's just the easiest way to get at these niggas, though.
So what we saying, bro, if you getting the bag, bro, man, if you need to play in your motherfucking field, bro. You need to go to the strip club, get Tashika and Sharika. You know what I mean? The real motherfuckers, if I'm saying, don't.
You gonna have to have security in the room, bro, when you fucking.
Yeah,
much.
No, dude. Snoop had this nigga had a camera, and this nigga had the camera rolling. That's why niggas had them tapes. Had the camera rolling the whole time. So if the bitch said no, it's recorded on the tape. If she ain't said nothing, it's recorded on the tape. If I'm saying, just be smart about that shit. You feel me? You know what I mean? And if you are wrong, man, you know what it is. You feel me? But shit, if you get them, man, just record that shit. So if they say no, then you know it's on tape, bro. You can stop saying.
Yeah, hopefully he gets off. But you know, if he did that shit, you know, he deserved what he get. So I wanted to ask you, do you think most of the time when niggas is beefing and funking, it's over a woman?
I think 100% of the time niggas getting smoked is because of a woman.
Okay, that would explain this second suspect admitting.
You talking about?
That he was mad after he seen, I guess he seen a video of Mo 3 either fucking his girl or just seen a video with his girl and Mo 3. They've got a second suspect now for the murder of Mo 3.
Yeah, and from what I've heard,
it's all back to a woman.
Yeah, and what I've heard was that was his girlfriend, bro. Baby mama, something crazy like that. From that even goes to the beef in the town, bro. It's all over a chick, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it. I'm gonna say it right now. I don't get it. If you a player and got all these hoes, bro.
Was it his baby mama or is it just some chick?
I don't know. I got to check on that.
Yeah.
I got to check on that. But if it, whatever it was, it was a situation. If I'm saying where he was mad because he was, I think it was his baby mama to be exact. You know what I mean? But he was upset because of that.
Niggas want to be killers, man.
Yeah, over a chick though. That's what I'm saying. Like everybody's a player until somebody's fucking your bitch. And then, I mean, just put it out there. Everybody's a player until a nigga's fucking your bitch. Then you want to kill a nigga. And you don't want to check the chick over the whole situation. Who would you check though? I'm checking the chick, bro.
I'm definitely checking my girl.
Yeah.
Like why would you trip with the nigga? He ain't got nothing to do with the situation. If she didn't tell him what was going on, he just fucking. Like you would be doing if you didn't have a chick, right? If I'm saying? So niggas is just backwards. Like, so you gonna kill this nigga, right? And then go to jail. And what your girl gonna be doing? I'll wait.
Fucking somebody else.
Yeah, you can't kill that nigga.
Stupid ass nigga.
You can't kill that nigga because now you in jail.
Another thing to be fucking me up too, this is off subject, but I just heard, so I'll explain it. So I just heard that Donald Trump signed some shit last year that now in certain states, not all 50 states, but a lot of them, I have to look it up. But if you snitch for less time now, that's a Class C felony.
If you snitch for, hey, so if you snitch for less time, you still gonna get a felony.
So I'm saying that because niggas be snitching and still going to jail. Like, I don't understand that.
You still gonna get time regardless, bro.
Like, what's the whole point of even ratting? You still most likely gonna do some time you have to rat on this on the case.
You was looking at 30, but you gonna get 20. Nigga, you should have just got the fucking 30, bro.
Right.
And just been good the whole 25 or whatever. I agree with you.
Y'all niggas need to get out y'all's feelings, man, over these women, man.
But yeah, that's I would say 100% of 99.5% of all the people getting killed or beef is over a chick, if I'm saying, straight up.
All right, let me run through these two real quick. So there is 400 people that's being convicted in Virginia, the state of Virginia, that could be overturned. All their cases could be overturned after prosecutors found evidence the arresting cop was racist. So this 25-year-old Jonathan Fertag is accused of making up reasons to pull motherfuckers over and planting drugs in their vehicles. He's not charged, but he's investigated. He's being investigated right now because he, on a basic traffic stop, he pulled a motherfucker over, an ex-firefighter who's sentenced to like 7 years right now. Basic traffic stop. I ain't get into that, but if it was drugs or anything else, they would have said that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So you're just pulling people over.
Like I said, 400 convictions have been made in the state of Virginia alone. And so all them people could be getting out of jail soon because this one racist motherfucker was just making up reasons to pull motherfuckers over, planting drugs on them. 400 people in jail right now. And some detectives or whoever have gotten down to it, you know, they're investigating them now. So that, I mean, that shit crazy, bro.
Bro, it's a lot of, bro, when I caught my case, my nigga, I can tell you exactly who they caught speeding,
yeah.
And not me. It was a person behind me. I just got in front of him to go so I can go past the nigga in front of me and get back over. But this nigga was speeding. So I can imagine how many motherfuckers, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it's the thing where like, when they hit their lights, it's a 30-second delay when it starts recording camera. If I'm saying? So when he hit his lights, dude got over. Dude still speeding. He pulled me over. I'm saying? So I can just imagine hearing that story and what I went through. How many other motherfuckers is like that, bro? You feel what I'm saying? And especially if you ain't got no money for an attorney, bro, they gonna walk all over your ass. Straight up. Walk. Stump on your ass.
Crazy. I hope that motherfucker gets, you know, I hope all them people get justice and get out.
Hell yeah.
And he get what he deserved. That's all they gonna get
out.
Up.
If they're already looking it up, they gonna get out.
So I don't know if y'all heard, but Baby Blue of motherfucking Pretty Ricky.
Pretty Ricky.
That, you know, them dancing niggas that was out back in the 2000s and shit. So this nigga Baby Blue just got robbed and he got shot up in the midst of being robbed.
Yep.
So this nigga goes to the hospital. I guess he's all fucked up, hooked up to tubes and shit. And who knows, he might have a shit bag or whatever, but he's pulling through on social media. He's
shit.
Letting everybody, you know, everybody's, you know, at least feeling good that he's alive. Then this nigga gets out and says, and I quote, "I will fight hard to recover if you guys promise to make me a big rap artist."
That goes back to attention, bro. They don't get your ass out of the hospital, nigga. Worry about that.
And so then the whole motherfucking internet is on this nigga because it's like, bro, when was y'all niggas ever rappers? I mean, I guess they was rappers when they was doing they was singing.
When the nigga was out there freaking on the floor.
But, bro, that goes back to that attention, like you said.
It is.
This nigga wants to be the biggest rapper now, 15 years after y'all had y'all's run, it was in your prime.
You didn't got chubby, bro. You can't do all that shit you was doing before, bro.
That shit's crazy, bro, that's what's going on. I don't know if it was like the drugs he was on or what, but yeah, this social media shit. And then I seen Bosco say yesterday that he thinks all this social media shit gonna be over with in 2 or 3 years.
Nah, bro, that's a new way of life.
You think so?
Yeah. You gotta think, this motherfucker right here took over video camera, being able to call from the house, cordless phone, shooting videos, internet, this playing games. So this thing does everything.
Texting everything.
Yeah. Ain't no way this is going, and so it's no way that it's going to go away. Not unless they shut off the internet or some shit, or we go through a apocalypse and ain't no internet. Other than that, this is going to be more irrelevant than life, actually, to me. And what the fuck is live or die by this?
All right, so I got one more. Where would you be? Maybe two.
What you got?
All right, so would y'all get a girl? Would you have a? Let's say you were a woman.
Okay.
You've been with her for a couple years. You got her pregnant. You've been with her 3 years. You got her pregnant right when you met. Now y'all got like a 3-year-old. And then
3-year-old.
You find out the 3-year-old isn't yours. Are you still involved?
Hell no. I'm involved with the child, but not her. She's all I know, the child. You know what I mean? Whether it's boy or girl, but the mama, kiss my ass.
That's real shit, because you gonna have that relationship with that kid.
And she don't know, apparently she don't know who the daddy is, so, and if she does, he ain't been here. So for 3 years, that's my daughter, not my son.
Hell yeah.
But her, man, fuck you. What's Snoop say? Dog head ass bitch, that part. Yeah, straight up.
Okay, no, this is the what would you be. All right, so your girl's ugly as shit.
Damn,
but she does,
nigga.
No, hold on now. But she does everything.
Everything?
Right. She does everything.
Everything?
Right. Everything, right.
TMI, everything.
Fucks you good.
Okay.
Cooks, makes $200K a year.
Yep.
And she got herpes. Or would you be married to the richest little person in the world, but their feet stink really, really bad no matter what? They can take showers, they don't like their shoes, socks is on their feet, you still smell them.
Oh, that's easy fit. That's
or
this nigga said feet stink. Okay.
No. That's it. Just them two.
Them two?
Would you be with the ugly ass girl who does everything right, or the little girl who's the richest person in the world? But their feet just like are unbearable to where you can't even be around the bitch.
But I can put some shit in my nose like some more. Hold on, man, but she's a million. She has all the money.
She got all the money?
That's hey, fucked up, bro. So,
But you her husband, like, you gotta.
I gotta handle that.
Yeah.
But my girlfriend got herpes and I can get $200,000. She makes $200,000.
She make $200,000.
Bro, I'm going with the stinky feet. Fuck that. I'm going to stinky feet. She's a millionaire. I mean, we can put some scented socks on them motherfuckers. We can make some socks on them. We can put
some
bags on them motherfuckers.
Hey. No matter what you do, that shit is not going to work.
Hey, because, I mean.
But you're going to be a rich motherfucker, though.
Yeah. Shit, we going to fuck 2 times a year. On Christmas and Valentine's. That's it.
Hell yeah.
I'm fucked up, bro. For real. You gonna go with stinky feet or the bumpity bumpity? I'm going with the stinky feet, bro. Fuck that. She only made $200,000? Hell no.
And she's 2 feet tall.
I'm knocking that little bitch down.
Yeah.
For real. Get up on the stool, whatever. We finna make it shake. For real. Stinky feet and all.
I'm plugged in.
Little stinky feet.
You already know what the fuck it is, man. That was episode 46. Appreciate everybody tuning in, tapping in, and plugging in, and listening on all the streaming platforms that you could tap into for the podcast.
That part.
It's your boy, Dwayno.
It's your boy, XK, man.
I'm plugged in. We holler at y'all.
That was a good one.